Al-Qiyamah. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. I swear by the day of resurrection, and I swear by the self-reproaching soul, does man think that we shall not be able to put his bones together? Why not? We are able to put together in perfect order the very tips of his fingers. But man wishes to keep on doing evil in the future as well. He questions, when will this day of resurrection be? Well, it will come when the sight shall be dazed, the moon will be eclipsed, and the sun and the moon will be brought together. On that day, man will ask, is there any way to escape? Nay, there will be no refuge. On that day, the refuge will only be towards your Rabb. On that day, man shall be told about all his deeds from the first to the last. Indeed, man shall bear witness against himself, even though he shall plead with excuses. O Prophet, do not move your tongue too fast to memorize this revelation. It is our responsibility to collect it in your memory and make you recite it, and when it is recited, to make you follow it, and then it is our responsibility to explain it. Nay, the fact is that you people love this fleeting life and are heedless to the hereafter. On that day, some faces shall be bright, looking towards their Rabb, and on that day, some faces shall be gloomy, thinking that some back-breaking calamity is about to be inflicted on them. Nay, when a man's soul is about to leave and reaches to the throat, and those around him cry, is there any enchanter to help? Then man will conclude that it was the time of departure from this world, while one leg will twist around the other leg. That will be the day of driving towards your Rabb. But in this life, he neither believed nor offered salah, but on the contrary, he denied the truth and turned away. Then he went to his kinfolk, elated with pride. Woe to you, O man! Woe to you! Again, woe to you, O man! Woe to you! Does man think that he will be left to wander around without any purpose? Was he not once a drop of emitted semen? Then he became a leech-like mass. Then Allah created him and fashioned him in due proportion and made him either of the two sexes, male and female. Has he not then the power to bring the dead to life?